All right, Coach Hughes, talk about, I guess, an 8-minute stretch in the first half, which was just really a stretch from hell.
Well, no question. You know, I said coming into the game that it was going to be our ability to handle adversity when adversity hit us. And you saw in that 8-minute spell there where we just didn't take care of the basketball. I mean, that was the name of the game early. And I thought that would be the case. If we didn't take care of it, then they were going to have a big spurt. That's how they play. That's how they get their points. We just didn't handle the pressure as well as I thought we would. But, you know, I got to give our kids credit. You know, they could have folded their 10 after we got them tied at 49. They had the 13-0 run or whatever there on us. And our kids just battled back. You know, we had a chance to win here at the end, but, you know, you look back in the first half and you see what we gave away. That's disappointing, though.
Talk about what you got from Courtney Taylor and Brittany Mason as well.
Well, you know, I tell you what, both those young ladies are going to be great players for us. And I think you just saw a glimpse. Courtney really hasn't been with us the last couple games. She's been hurt, so tonight was really her first night back. And I'm not so sure she was 100% the first time we played. She's been battling a groin injury. But those two young ladies have played awfully well for us. Brittany Scott came in and played well for us. You know, that's our future. Those are those kids that's going to be here for 3 or 4 years, and they'll have promising nights for us.
Go ahead, it's your show.
All right, well, since you didn't have any timeouts, what do you want in the last 7 seconds?
Well, I was hollering down the other end to run our break, run just our set that we had ran a couple of times at the end. But, you know, we just, whether it be fatigue or we just really basically got the ball in the wrong person's hand down the stretch. We should have had her coming off the screen. We should have had penetration, and we just didn't have that. So, you know, we got what we got, and we just got to make sure we get in that situation again. Not having a timeout probably hurt us because we didn't have anything we could do to set it up. But we had to use them so many early for the runs and stuff. It hurt us there.
Fourth end of the game, second half, you just cut the turnovers down. And when you went with the set group, good rotation, how much did you do? What is it at halftime when you went in? Just basically,
it comes to Jesus' time. Well, you know, I tell you what, I think our kids understood that too. They were certainly disappointed when they got to halftime. But one thing we just talked about at half was taking care of the ball a bit better and just attacking the rim. I think that's where we did a little bit better job in the second half with it, attacking the basket. And I think that's where you got to beat this kind of team, because if you settle for jump shots, then you're just kind of playing into their hands, you know. And so I thought we did a better job of that.
It's not like I took my halftime question right there. So.